what game that you get on? Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an art.
So we just came out from watching Dumbo, and what did you think?
Oh boy. Okay, so this is supposed to be meant to be a kids movie, and that is exactly what it is. It is a Disney Tim Burton kids movie, which is that's kind of a weird combination.
I know, if you didn't tell me that was Tim Burton,
I would have never guessed that was a Tim Burton movie. As of one of the main villains, he looks like the guy, the referee from FIFA. So if you
the bald guy, he plays a bad guy in a lot of movies.
I'm telling you, man,
he's good at it.
He's a good scary bad guy. So of course, you know, this is a very kids movie. It's a remake of a very.
It's a cornerstone of Disney's library.
I mean, you even saw the poster of The Believe, and I think that was a straight up copy of what they actually.
Well, Dreamland. Looked an awful lot like
it's
early
like,
Disney.
It's like Ringling meets Disney for Dreamland, and I mean that's about as best as I could do it. The overall story, I mean, the original Dumbo is so iconic, and man, it's. I think if you rewatch the original, you probably get a better story about Dumbo, because I don't think this was actually a good story about Dumbo.
It was more of teaching a life lesson, almost.
Hey, almost like you know, anti-business, pro-animal rights, and you know, and at the end, and this is a foreshadowing. I mean, this was back in 1919. This is 100 years ago.
Set in 1919.
So this is 2019. You don't see.
You still haven't told me if you liked it.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I was indifferent of it.
I'm gonna go with you. I, you know, their cartoon invoked so many emotions.
Exactly.
It still does when I watch it. Every time they separate him and his mom, I tear up.
And this one didn't.
I didn't.
Well,
it
the
was
thing
flat
is, maybe it's because we already realized it. But
I tried to be. I wanted to be sad.
Yeah.
I could not. It didn't invoke any emotion, happy, sad, or otherwise, with me.
Yeah.
It wasn't a bad movie though. I mean, it was a good movie.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Disney Tim Burton movie. So iconic director, iconic movie studio. But,
iconic actors.
Yeah, and the acting was a little.
DeVito, Farrell, Keaton.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The actors were amazing. The acting was a little, like a little forced. But you know, don't take our word for it.
Let's ask some of the people who watched it.
Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah, let's get them in here.
Hi, we have
Alejandra
and Bobby,
and we just came out of Dumbo. What did you guys think about the movie?
I thought it was so beautiful and cute. It kept like some of that innocence, but then also brought like real life situations that happened in circuses. So it was cool.
Well, to be honest, I was here because of my lovely girlfriend. But I think it shared a greater message about, you know, keeping animals and out of captivity and stuff like that.
Yeah, there was a pretty greater message at the end, you know, about the animals in captivity, you know, especially with Barlum kind of getting rid of all their animals. Mm-hmm. And then, so out of, let's say, 10 feathers, how many feathers do you give this?
Way more feathers. It's like a
million feathers. Yeah, you're off the scale.
I gave it a 9 feathers.
Wow. So you guys really liked it. You guys enjoyed it.
I did.
And
I did.
You're waiting for Dumbo 2, The Revenge, could have come out. Yeah. Well, thank you so much. We'll see you in the movies.
Yes,
have a good one. Bye-bye.
All right. It must be couples night tonight. We got a couple more people who saw Dumbo. What's your names?
Victoria.
And Josh.
What did you guys think?
Really good. Brought back memories.
Brought back a lot of memories.
Yeah.
A lot of memories.
Right? You like how they made an hour and a half movie out of a 60-minute
cartoon.
Cartoon. Thank you. Yeah. What was it? A cartoon? Yes, it was a cartoon.
It was well worth it. Well worth it.
So did you get the overall message at the end?
I mean, for us to cry. Yeah. We got the message.
We got the message. Yeah. So I mean, that's a big thing. Since this was placed in 1919, 100 years later now, we're in 2019. Do you think the movie still holds up?
I think it definitely holds up.
Yeah.
And I feel like now even more so, with people, you know, going forward with animal rights and stuff.
Exactly. So out of 10 feathers, what do you guys give it?
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Wow, 10 out of 10. There we go. You guys hear it from.
Victoria.
And Josh. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, we're here with Robert. And Robert just came out of the Dumbo movie. What do you think, Robert, about the movie?
It's good. A little sad.
Dumbo, it'll pull on your heartstrings there. And when you were watching the movie, what did you feel about Dumbo? Did you sympathize him? I know this is almost like a learning experience. What did you think about Dumbo? Do you think him and his mom are happy at the end?
Yes.
Do you think it was worth the whole place burning down for it?
Yes.
did you watch the original cartoon?
And I'm pretty sure we're going to get a lot of those answers because the original cartoon was...
Very old.
Very old.
Don't want to date myself, but yes, it's very old.
So, out of 10 feathers, how many feathers do you give this?
10.
10 out of 10. You heard it from Mr. Robert himself. Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one. Well, you heard it from the crowd themselves. Everybody loved it. Some people really loved it. And there's going to be a common theme that most of these kids that watch this movie have not seen the original. So they're probably going to get a lot more out of it. Like I said, I don't think this movie is meant for... Me and you.
Yeah, we're in the minority, I guess.
We're in the minority.
Everybody, the lowest they gave it was a 9 from our audience here.
So I guess, like I said, we're not the target audience. The target audience loved it. It's a Disney movie, so it's very polished. It's very good. And like I said, if they would have had any other director, it wouldn't have mattered. Probably.
Yeah, no, it was the... I'm just wondering how they trained that guy to fly, that elephant, because that couldn't have been easy.
Yeah, it was. He needed that feather.
He did a really good job of flying.
Well, you heard it from us. You heard it from the Peanut Gallery. And we also want to thank a couple people while we're here at Alamo Draft House.
I'm not going to look up this time like we always do.
I'm not going to look up because there's nothing up there. It's just a bright light. So, and we're also thanking somebody else here. A Raywork Productions. So, apparently somebody was supposed to get me a shirt, but
there's a floating sticker there in front of me.
Nobody's
going to
give me a shirt.
A disembodied sticker.
It's like,
I want a shirt. Give me a shirt.
Exactly.
There, now I got a shirt.
There we go. Well, I think that's it from us. And here at Alamo Draft House, thank you again for Raywork Productions. My name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
We'll see you at the movies next time.
Later, nerds.
Listen!
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it card or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an